Aung San Suu Kyi's mission to bring democracy to Myanmar is one step closer, with news this week that she'll become a state councillor. The newly created role would give her greater authority than the president. But questions have been raised about the nature of the appointment and if it can actually be effective when the military still hold a quarter of the seats in the parliament. Dr. Lee Morgan-Besser from the Griffith Asia Institute told The Wire's Nicole Wedding that he believes Suu Kyi's new role is positive for the country.
I think for her it's a very empowering move. She stated in November that she would be, or vowed to be, above the position of president. This was taken at the time to be a somewhat ambiguous statement, but the moves made within the last week confirm that she's committed to this road of assuming power and bypassing the constitution. Now, for the country at large, I think it's a positive development because it suggests that the National League for Democracy is implementing what they see as the will of the people, the will of the public, by empowering Suu Kyi to act on their behalf.
What needed to happen for Suu Kyi to be given this role?
The first thing required was the National League for Democracy needed to win the election by the margin that they did. In order to change the constitution, the military would have to agree to any change. And since they weren't going to do that on this occasion, the National League for Democracy, in its first act of the new parliament, pushed through a bill that would empower Suu Kyi to act as a state councillor. And so what they required was the majority in both houses of parliament. And since they had that, it was actually very easy to push through.
What was the response like from the military representatives still holding seats in parliament?
It was hardly accommodating, to say the least. First of all, they argued that it was an infringement on the constitution itself, which I think is a somewhat weak argument to be making. But in the actual parliament, they protested. They decided not to vote and boycotted the actual vote itself. But outside of those actions, they actually have very little power to stop this bill from going through. If it was a change to the constitution, that would be another matter altogether. But since that's not the case here, all that's required from now is the signature of the president, who is a friend of Suu Kyi and appointed de facto power by Suu Kyi.
Is there an irony here that an advocate for democracy has ended up in a position of power through undemocratic means?
I don't think so. I think the circumstances in Myanmar are far different to what you'd find in any other country, simply because of the structure of the constitution and the laws within it designed to prevent Suu Kyi from ever becoming president. You'd be hard-pressed to find another constitution that bars people on the basis of the nationality of their children. The original thinking all along was that the constitution was designed to prevent her from becoming president. So to the extent that she's had to maneuver around that limitation, I think she's done it in a very clever way, a somewhat risky way, without a doubt, but it does bypass a very undemocratic constitution to begin with.
Even if the role gives Suu Kyi more power, the military still hold a quarter of seats in parliament. Will this present many problems for the National League for Democracy?
I think the decision to push the bill through, and it's the first bill that they pushed through, so the speed is somewhat surprising. I think it will complicate the relationship between the military and the National League for Democracy, simply because it will slow down the withdrawal of the military from politics. I think they'd be more hesitant than they already were. But outside of that, they still have sufficient power within the cabinet. They control the defence, home affairs and border affairs ministry. So Suu Kyi will still have to negotiate with them on those basis. So it gives Suu Kyi more power, but I don't think it diminishes the military's power to a certain extent.
Are you optimistic about the country's chances of achieving a true democracy?
Not at this stage, unfortunately. I think the military has to initiate a full withdrawal from politics, including removing itself from what are variously called reserve domains within the political system. And I don't think this is likely to happen anytime soon, at least not for the next couple of years.
Dr. Lee Morgan-Besser from the Griffith Asia Institute speaking to The Wire's Nicole Wedding.